Scout or Stan. Let's talk about scout leaders, adult scout leaders, that have a tendency to take over the spotlight in a youth meeting. In scouting, we are training young people to become good leaders. Having their youth meeting is critical in supporting all of those scout skills that we teach. Now, on the YouTube channel, I often get questions about why does my scoutmaster or the adults of the troop tend to take over the youth meeting? And quite frankly, they're not supposed to. That is not their place. The meeting is not theirs. It actually belongs to the youth leadership. The senior patrol leader was elected by the youth to run those meetings. So with today's discussion, it's an important topic. Within Scouts BSA, any troop adult leader taking over a youth meeting is not acceptable. While adult guidance is critical, there's a fine line between support and taking over. Sometimes it's a delicate balance of leadership between the adult leadership and, of course, the youth leadership. Now, in a troop, you know that the program is designed to empower youth to lead, and it's a leadership experience that's hands-on. However, there are instances where the adult leaders inadvertently dominate youth meetings. A scout troop youth meeting where the adult leaders are heavily involved in the decision-making and activities, leaving little room for the youth to take the lead. While adult guidance is valuable, it's essential to remember the core principles of scouting, youth leadership, and the skills that it develops. Many youth say that when adult leaders take over a meeting, it feels like our voices haven't been heard. Scouts joined a troop to learn and grow and to have incredible adventures. But when the adult leadership does everything for them, it defeats the entire purpose. It's clear that adult leaders take the reins. Youth miss out on valuable opportunities for growth and leadership development. So why does that happen? Sometimes adult leaders may step in too quickly because they want to ensure everything runs smoothly. We need to remind ourselves to step back and let the youth take charge, even if it means things might not go perfectly. Now, as adult leaders, our desire to maintain control and ensure success can sometimes be overwhelming. This overshadows the importance of allowing youth to lead, even if it means making mistakes along the way. So what can we do to strike the right balance? First and foremost, adult leaders must recognize and respect the youth leadership structure within their troop. Encourage youth to voice their opinions, make decisions, and lead activities. Adult leaders should serve as a mentor, a guide, and offer support and guidance when needed, but ultimately allowing the youth to take their own ownership of their meetings. By fostering an environment where youth feel empowered to lead, adult leaders can help the troop fulfill its mission of preparing young people to make ethical and moral choices over their lifetime. As parents, it's inspiring to see children grow and develop leadership skills through scouting. Adult leaders need to remember that their role is to support and guide, not to overshadow the youth. It's incredible to witness the transformation that occurs when youth are allowed to lead. I highly encourage that all adult leaders continue to support and empower the next generation of leaders within scouting. Empowering scouts to take control of their meeting is important. Sometimes, if a meeting doesn't go as well as planned, that becomes a life learning experience. Sometimes you learn more from a failure than a success. And as an adult leader, that's difficult to witness. The only time that adults should step in is in regards to safety. Other than that, that's the only time they should take control of the situation. The rest of the time, they can be participants in a meeting, but not the ones running the meeting. It's important as adult leaders, we remember to take a step back so that the youth can step forward and thrive. Until next time, I'll see you on the trail.